for me.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my
Thank y'all for coming out on a Wednesday night prior to Thanksgiving. It's so good to see you. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Sister Penny and I, as we were coming to church tonight, we just saw headlight after headlight after headlight. I said, my goodness, everybody waits to the last minute to get everything done, I guess. And I asked her, she had to go to the grocery store. They asked her, was it crowded? And she said it was extremely crowded. And that was before folks got off from work. I am so thankful that I'm not in the bread business anymore. Thankful for a lot of things, but I remember, you know, Wednesday is Bread Man's Day off, but every time Thanksgiving rolled around, we had to work Wednesday so that we could be off for Thursday, and Wednesday was a nightmare trying to get all the stores ready and all. So my heart goes out to the bread men who had to work today, but I sure am glad I'm the next bread man. If you have your Bibles, we want to read just a few passages of Scripture tonight from Psalms, and let's go to Psalms 136, I'm sorry. Psalms 136. I'm going to read a few passages of Scripture, then we're going to give you an opportunity to, since this is the Thanksgiving Eve, to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. To give Him praise and honor and glory. 136. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. Can we bow our heads? Gracious Heavenly Father, we love and thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your many, many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come to your house to worship tonight, Father. And thank you for the desire that you've placed in our heart. For those who've gathered here tonight, Father, I pray, God, that you would feed them that heavenly manna. Pray, God, that you would enrich us with your Spirit. Help us, God, to be certainly in tune to what you are in our lives and how thankful we should be for that. Father, we do remember those who are suffering tonight, those who are sick, many afflicted, Lord, and I pray, God, that you would reach on their behalf and touch them and anoint them tonight. Bless those who are traveling, Father, that keep them safe from all harm and danger. We'll be careful, Lord, to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house of the Lord tonight for just a little bit. I know that we often say that Thanksgiving should be every day, and certainly it should. We should give thanks unto the Lord. I saw something just recently that really kind of disturbed me just a little bit. It's terrible that we live in a time when you can't really call things what they are, and for fear of being politically incorrect or politically motivated or whatever the case may be. You know that Kevin, we keep his television on all the time while he's in there to keep him entertained, and most of the time it's on the cartoon channel, and I have to be careful because there's things on that cartoon channel that are kind of probably not the best thing for our children to be watching. But it was Mickey Mouse Club, and I grew up with a Mickey Mouse Club. It's certainly different than it is today, but they had an episode on there that was supposed to be what we would call an episode of Thanksgiving. But they couldn't call it Thanksgiving. They called it Thanks a Bunch Day. Thanks a Bunch. They had the food, they had the gathering, they had the friends, but they couldn't come to the realization or couldn't come to the effect of saying it's Thanksgiving. It's just Thanks a Bunch Today. And I thought, how, you know, worldly that's even got in the things that we celebrate as a nation and all. And certainly it's, you know, like we said, Thanksgiving ought to be a day, every day we ought to give thanks. But Thanksgiving is not about the turkey. It's not about the food. It's about giving thanks unto the Lord. If when the pilgrims settled here, it wasn't because they come into a feast. It was because they were safely arrived in a new land with a new start because they had religious oppression there. So they was giving thanks that they come into a brand new land where they could glorify and praise the Lord. And you know, I think about all the festivities and all the things is wonderful and good and great, but let's understand that we need to give thanks unto the Lord for the nation that we live in, certainly for what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary, and certainly for the love and mercy, because his mercy here, the psalmist said, lasts forever and ever and ever. Even through and after Thanksgiving Day, his mercy still is everlasting. I want to go down to verse number 23 and read 23 through the end, and then we're going to give you an opportunity to praise the Lord tonight. But the psalmist says, goes on to say, this is beginning in verse number 23, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. Can anybody attest to the fact? Are you thankful that he remembered us in our lowest estate? And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Isn't it wonderful how that after each lyric, after each stanza, he puts in those words, for his mercy endureth forever. You know, we need to remind ourselves of that sometimes, you know, when we're praying and thanking the Lord, his mercy does endure forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. So this is an opportunity for you to give thanks unto the Lord tonight. Whatever you want to give the Lord thanks for, this is your opportunity to stand and praise him. And we should be able to give thanks every day unto the Lord. But during this time of the year, I guess it may be first and foremost on our hearts and on our minds. So who'll be first tonight to stand and give praise unto the Lord? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yes, sir.
Both my little girls, I'm forgetting the, I guess it's with age. You put both my little girls when they were in swaddling clothes.
Yeah, they were dedicated to the Lord. Right.
You know, that's the only way we're going to be able to save our children. My opinion is to lead them toward God.
That's right.
And show them by example.
Big responsibility.
I've heard it by no means. I've fallen, but I've always gotten back up.
Sure.
But anyway, I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful when it comes to the church. I see my daughters here.
Amen. Appreciate you, Brother James. So glad. Glad for you and thankful for you. made me remember the many dedications that we have. It's a little bit comical, but it's a blessing when a grown person tells you that I want you to dedicate my baby like you dedicated me when I was. Okay. Yeah, amen. And then when that one grows up, maybe I'll still be here to dedicate that one. But it's precious. And as I said Sunday, that's one of the most, pleasurable, enjoyable things that there is to see that little bundle of life and the opportunities that's ahead for that baby. And then, you know, I just pray God's blessing upon each and every one, because it's not a ceremony. It's a dedication. That's saying, Lord, we're dedicating this child to you, just like the Bible did. So thank you for reminding us of that. Someone else stand and give praise unto the Lord tonight. Brother Thomas. Praise God.
Y'all got plenty of time. Y'all want to wait through. I may be here through Thanksgiving tomorrow. I want to know for all the things he's done.
Sure.
My health, bring me through my heart surgery, giving me my natural bypass to keep me alive, keep me from dying, taking care of my family, all the things he's given me and my family, giving me peace where I can go to sleep at night, knowing that if I die or if I don't wake, I know where I'm going to be.
Praise God.
You know, just not having to worry about things. You know, it's kind of like I said, there's things that's in our lives that are comical. I know we prayed for Brandon the other night about his teeth hurting and all this. And, well, he gets up the next day and he goes to the dentist because he wouldn't see anybody. And they couldn't make it hurt. And, I said, and he kind of got upset because they didn't know how to fix it. I said, well, we prayed for him. Don't make him upset. It's not hurt. Yeah. And I said, you know, it's the things that God, it may seem little, but I said, that's the miracle of God.
Amen.
It's not the pain. So don't be upset. Be thankful. I have to go back with that. But, you know, the things in our life that he gives to us that, you know, that keeps you from wrecks, do this, that, and other, keeps storms from destroying our homes when it might hit somebody next door. Like Brandon, lightning struck across the street from him and destroyed their home. He was kept safe. But as long as we put God first, he said he'll add these other things.
Yes,
and
amen.
We've got to be careful giving thanks for the things that he does give us. And I praise him every day. Every day when I get up, first thing out of my mouth is, thank you, Lord, for another day.
Absolutely.
You know,
praise God.
To me, like you said, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But I know with family and friends, you get together once a year. But every day I wake up and I make sure I tell him, thank you for another day.
Amen.
Thank you for what you've given. Thank you for my family. I mean, it's an everyday routine. And, you know, it may seem routine, but I every word I say, I mean, because those are the things that mean the most to me.
Sure.
It's what God has given me. My salvation, my family, the good things that he adds every day. You know, we have trials and tribulations, but I know that that's just to strengthen our faith. And I know those are things are to build us. It's not punishment from God. A lot of things we bring on ourselves. Most of the things we bring on ourselves because we steer away and try to do it without Him.
Yes,
I praise
amen.
Him every day for what He has given me, most of all for my salvation.
Amen. Praise God. Without that, nothing else really matters. Amen. Anyone else? Brother Keith. Yes. Yes, amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We all have a lot to thank the Lord for, don't we? For His mercy endureth forever. For His mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Anyone else tonight? It's an opportunity to praise the Lord, to give thanks. Praise God. Praise God. His love is amazing. It is amazing. Praise God. That I think we've all felt that powerful arm, that loving arm around us, just when we need it. Sister Sharon.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. God sustains us, doesn't He? And His love is great. Praise God. You know, when Thanksgiving rolls around, something Karen shared had such an impact on me. And I was raised in church and about Thanksgiving and kind of understanding what it's all about, or thought I did. And this is not too long after she started teaching. And some of the little kids there, they were going around and asking them, what are you thankful for? And, you know, you get all kind of answers when you ask kids, you know. It could be, I'm thankful for my transformer, or I'm thankful for my doll or my daddy or this, that, and the other. And they got to this one little boy, because what they was doing, they would have breakfast for some of these kids, because they wanted to make sure that some of these kids, you know, that might not get breakfast at home or a good breakfast would get it at school. And they got to this one little boy, and they asked him, I almost tear up every time I tell it, and I can't tell it like Karen did, but they got to him and asked whatever his name was, said, what are you thankful for? And he said, I'm thankful for these cheese grits. Isn't that something? I mean, something that we just take for granted, just like the little sweater vest, you know, that was such a blessing. Probably out of all the gifts that were given, that was probably the most blessed at that particular thing. And out of all the things that those kids were thankful for, the little boy said, I'm thankful for these cheese grits. So, isn't that, I mean, that kind of puts it in perspective, doesn't it? You know, if we're thankful for the little things, God will bless us even in the big things. Amen. Who else would like to stand and give thanks to the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Sure.
She would actually write it down because she was so afraid she'd forget somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. And for the teaching of God that she gave to me and Granny, my grandmother, that taught us, you know, all about God and David and Moses and everything, that I just thank God that I was in that family and I'm in this family.
Praise God. Amen. Absolutely. I wasn't going to let you forget that.
Good job.
especially that he saved my soul.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, glory. Amen. See if this makes any sense. It may not to anybody but me because, you know, I'm sometimes a lot of things I do and don't make sense. A lot of things I say don't make sense. But I'm thankful because I'm thankful. I'm thankful because I am thankful. A lot of people are not really thankful, you know, but I'm thankful that I really am thankful. Thankful for the so many different things. Brother Allen.
Yes, sir. I
want
to thank God for saving my soul.
Amen. It's an honor.
And you know, when I tell people that at work, they don't want to hear that. They just come out and walk away. And you know, I'm thankful that you know, God gives me the strength and the breath and help each and every day to do what I have to do. And I want to thank you for my wife and family.
Amen.
And Christ and the church. The Lord has done for us. And, you know, even when we don't even see how we're going to do something.
Praise God.
And he always makes a way. And though I never question him how, where it comes from, whatever, I just thank him for always providing, because he said he supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory.
Amen. Praise God. Good testimony. Thank for all the things. And his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Anyone else want to stand tonight and give the Lord praise?
I'm going to go ahead. I'm not cutting on anybody. I just want to praise the Lord also for my salvation and for the love that God's always shown me. He's always, I always say he's on time. God is great. And it's not just a habit, but it's really the way I feel in my heart. How great he is and how blessed I am.
Amen.
You know, my immediate family, my church family, but God is so many times I was looking at that banner and I see it. Psalms 100 is probably, I used to say the favorite, but one of my favorite chapters in the book. And it just make a joyful noise unto the Lord, ye lands, come before the Lord with praise and you know, singing. And know ye that the Lord created everything. And it's, I stumble the words around and that's just the way God and I work. He knows me.
Amen.
And then when he still loves me. He knows I stumble. He knows I'm not perfect. He knows that, or I know now, he's taught me so much. It is through this church, through even what he's blessed me to allow me to do, to help and try to minister. Because it means that I have to study that much harder to be prepared for something. And he's answered so many questions in that quiet time.
Praise God.
Him and I.
Amen.
Praise him for that. I thank you for this day and for each and every one of you. But may we be thankful and joyful. But know that it all comes from the Lord.
Amen.
It is through him that allowed us to be here tonight. He allowed us for all the activities. And even, and I know Atlanta and I've had some situations recently in our family, but he's also given us a way out, I call it. And that's through prayer and through direct one-on-one contact with him. And I know only that he's called his name and just hand it to him and let him just take charge. As Brother Allen said, we don't have to worry, just give it to him. And we know he's got the answer.
Amen, he does.
Praise the Lord.
We have to depend on him so much. We have to lean on him. As my granddaddy always said, son said, I don't know how people get by that don't know the Lord. That's what he said. I don't know how people get by that don't know the Lord. And I don't. I mean, because it's already been said. I mean, I'm constantly having to depend on him and ask his guidance and his counsel. And sometimes just need that arm just to wrap around us and let us know, give us that security that he is there. But the relationship that we have with the Lord is just, it's priceless. It really is. Anyone else before we dismiss tonight? Sister Linda?
What can I do for you in return, you know? But his mercies are always there, and I am so thankful for that. this will be the first time that my oldest brother will not be here. And he's 76, and not far behind him, but he's having a lot of health issues right now. So if y'all would help me pray for him, I would appreciate it.
Certainly.
His name is James, and he knows the Lord, and I'm so thankful for that.
Amen. Sure. Right.
That's what hurts.
Sure.
It hurts us all. But he'll, Lord willing, then we'll get to be back together maybe next year, if not before, because this is the only time of the year that we really get to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get together that much at all. But I'm glad that we've set aside this part. I'm thankful that God has allowed us to do this. And I've tried to teach my children.
Amen. Right. Amen. That's what I was thinking. Most all of my family's having Thanksgiving in heaven. And that we'll get an opportunity to see them again, too. But families do get dispersed sometimes, especially the younger generation and the millennials. That's, you know, they just used to. You grew up within driving, you know, of your family, you know, but now it's not that. You could be several states away, and sometimes it's very difficult for everybody to get together. But there's a song that says, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Amen. And I'm looking forward to that. That'll truly be a wonderful, wonderful blessing. Anyone else? Well, I hope you all have a wonderful and blessed day of Thanksgiving. Those of you that's getting together with your family, I hope you have a wonderful time. Hope you are healthy, have just good things to eat and reminisce about, especially just to be mindful of another day that God has given us to enjoy. Would you stand? We'll just be dismissed tonight. Again, do you have any names, if requests of prayer? I wanted to mention Jeff.